Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Olson and we're going to talk about the Xyra Library Program. Good morning to you, Beth.
Hi, LaVon.
Hey, libraries are so, well, I'm not sure exciting, that's quite the word, but I love going to the library and you have some things that are making it more exciting.
Yes, we do, and I agree with you 100%. Libraries can be very exciting places to visit.
So let's start with the kids program that you're doing.
All right. We have summer reading programs, and we have one for the children called One World Mini Stories, and we have one for our teenagers calling it You Are Here.
Okay.
And then we have one for our adults, and it is the theme is Novel Destination. So we really are serving three different age levels.
Yeah, that's kind of neat to be, and it hopefully helps more people explore the library and get acquainted with all the possibilities. Let's start with the children's programs. Tell us a little more about it. You've given us a theme. What's that kind of entail? What do you do
well,
besides read a book?
Right. It's designed around many different countries. Our staff reads the stories to them. There's games that follow along, and there's also craft and activities. And then, of course, the children read a certain number of books, and then they receive a small prize, and then they have a end of the season party, and they get more prizes down there. So.
Mm-hmm. That's probably all around the theme, also.
Right.
The party.
Right.
Yes. So has that already started? The children's.
That starts on Tuesday, June 7th.
Oh, okay. So we're just in time here to get people started with that. And what do they have to do to participate in that?
They register at the library, and then there are some stories that they read. They can pick out their own stories. And if they can't read yet, the parents may read to them, and then it's logged onto a sheet, and then they are eligible for some prizes.
Okay. Now, it starts the 7th. Do they have to register before the 7th?
They can register the day of. We prefer, a little earlier just so we can make sure we have enough items available.
Sure.
But certainly they can walk in the day of and be included.
Is there a fee for that?
There is no fee.
Okay. And
no
again,
fee.
The ages of that program?
6 to 12.
6 to 12. Okay. So it's those that have already gone to school, and I'm guessing, 6-year-olds, there's some 6-year-olds that could probably read some of those books at the library, I'm sure.
Sure,
yeah, because you have them for all kinds of ages.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Actually, we include kindergartners, through 5th, 6th grade.
Okay. I think children's books are wonderful, even if you can't read. So many of them have such wonderful artwork in them. It's just fun to turn the pages anyhow.
Oh, yes, yeah. And it's special time to share with a parent when they will sit down and go through the book, too, with the kids.
Beth, did you ever have kids that they started making up their own story, kind of?
Yes. I wish I could bring those days back, too.
They have pretty good imaginations when they get into those books. So that's really a fun time, as you say. And coming to the library, I think, again, gets them a little better acquainted with the library and feeling comfortable with being in the library. So that's something you just kind of grow with throughout the years.
Oh, most definitely. And we encourage heavily at the Xyra Public Library to continue a reading program of sorts during the summer months. It just helps the children stay on track for the next year of school.
Mm-hmm.
It helps keep those skills kind of sharpened.
Yeah. And there are some rainy days when it's good to be inside, and some of those days when it gets to be 100 degrees, it's probably good to be inside instead of out doing something else.
Isn't that the truth?
So there's some good reading days in the summer as well as during the winter time.
That is right.
Now, I'm not sure that every library has a teen reading program. I think that's really interesting.
That is available, and some years we have done that, and some years we haven't. This year we are. It focuses on tween and teens, and it's basically 6th through 12th grade. And that program is available on Wednesday mornings at 10 o'clock. It goes for about an hour. It has started June 1st through the 30th, and we are very surprised at the turnout and very happy.
Great.
Happy with the turnout.
So, and can they still join?
Oh, most definitely, yes.
Okay.
In fact, the ones that were there, we're going to bring a friend or two the next time. So, you know, when you get in the teen years, they're a little apprehensive about some of these reading programs.
Yes.
But they decided it really was fun, and they were going to invite a friend.
Okay, so now with those littler kids, you play games, you have crafts. What do you do with those teens and tweens?
Well, with the teens, of course, we adjusted a little bit, but we encourage reading, of course, and whatever book they choose to read, whatever location it is written in, we actually map it out, and we have a map up there, and we put a sticker, and so we kind of follow their travels.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also games and food and programming that's available for this age level, and we take advantage of that.
Okay.
The difference is the teens do not have to do a book report like they might think, and so it's just conversation and question answer, and it's a much more relaxed atmosphere mm-hmm. for them.
Getting together with your friends.
You bet.
Finding
out
what they're doing. So that's what a lot of teens like to do.
That's for
sure. Yeah. So, and again, no cost for that?
No cost.
And I'm guessing you have a list of suggested books, even though they can choose any book they'd like. Do you have a starting list?
Mm-hmm. You bet. You bet. We do for all the kids' programming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have you looked at, Beth, this is putting you on the spot. Have you looked at those lists and sort of picked out a couple that you're going, that sounds really interesting?
Well, I tell you, I have looked at some of the adult lists, and there's a few I have picked out on those. No, I haven't on the kids, but the adults I've checked out.
Well, you better go back. Beth.
I will.
Pick out a couple of those kids, the little kids' books. Like I say, I took a class once, and I just got enthralled with the kids' books because
mm-hmm.
they are just wonderful. Okay, so let's go on to the adult reading program, and tell us about that one.
The theme is novel destinations. Mm-hmm. The adults just come into the library and sign up. They can choose their books. They do not have to follow any format. Then when they've read it, they rate their book, and they can write a very short. It can be anywhere from 1 to 2 sentences to a very short paragraph. They write a little review. They hand it in and to the librarian, and it is placed in a container, and we use that for a drawing. And then when they read, a couple, they get entered in for a grand prize winning thing.
There are no games this time.
No, there's no games. But again, we use the map system with the adults too, and kind of chart their travels throughout the summer.
Do you take time for coffee and conversation with them?
There is always coffee on at the library, and we love to visit with everybody.
Okay. I'm thinking those reviews, now you said you put them in for a drawing, but do you keep those? I'm thinking those would be helpful, if I came in and said, what's this book? What have people reacted to? That it would be fun to read those reviews.
Yes, we do. We will have those posted for, a while,
uh-huh.
probably throughout the summer, and people can review them and just kind of compare.
Yeah, because obviously we don't all have the same taste in books, just like we don't have the same taste in a lot of other things. Some books would appeal to me and others may not, and the same with you.
Well, and the same way with the titles. One title might sound good to you,
yes.
and it's not going to sound good to me, but when I read a little review, then it's like, maybe I'll give that book a try.
Yes. Beth, do you ever start books and not finish them?
I hate to admit it, but yes, I do.
Yeah. I didn't used to do that. I always thought I had to finish them, but anymore I'm thinking, hey, I don't have to read this if I don't think it's interesting. It's okay to put it down and get a different book.
Or it's okay to skip to the back and finish it without the middle.
Oh, Beth, you're telling your secrets.
I know.
I do that too. But when I read the end, I'm going, well, maybe I need to go back. This sounds kind of interesting, and
it does encourage
me to go back and figure out, now, why is this ending the way it is? So, whatever, it's your book to read, and it's a wonderful opportunity to get books. I think books are really expensive to buy. I know a lot of people like to have their own books, but without the library, I just couldn't afford to read all those books. It's wonderful.
Most definitely. The libraries provide a valuable service in providing many resources. But if you have a passion for for the written word, it's just great to be able to go into a library and pick out a book and have it, you know, free for a couple weeks
right,
to you.
Right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Beth Olson, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on, sounds like, some very interesting summer reading programs at the Exira Library.
Thank you so much, Lavon, for letting us share.
Until next time, here's the thought. Encouragement is oxygen to the soul.